So we are at the Boswell School with Pixie Lott. Hello, Pixie. How are you?
Hello, Nikki. I'm good, thank you. How are you doing?
Good. I'm very well, thank you. Now, you're here because you're opening up a new branch of Italia Conti. So for people who don't really know what that is, do you want to explain a little bit about it?
It's a performing arts school that is in London. It's a full-time school you can go to for secondary school. But basically, there's a lot of associate schools all around the UK, and there isn't one in Essex yet. So I will be opening the one in Chelmsford, which is obviously in Essex. And it's where I started off. When I grew up, I went to the branch in Chislehurst. I just wanted to make one for young people in this area and just to give them a little start of what I had.
And can you tell us a bit about your experience when you were younger and you were at the school?
I loved it. I went from the age of 5 and did acting classes. And just from coming here on a Saturday and making friends and having loads of fun and just having a good time to actually then taking it more seriously and doing all the classes and really learning everything that they could offer. And I loved being here all Saturday. And then that was a stepping stone to take me on to the main school where I went full time for my secondary school. And it really gave me the foundation of, you know, what I'm doing today. So it was a really great start for me, and I just wanted to help other young people have the same opportunities that I had.
And do you think your life would be different now if you hadn't have gone to it when you were younger?
I think I would be a different person. I think just from the people I grew up with and the environment I grew up in, it was so creative, like they always encourage those different personalities and just really helped nurture everyone's talents. And I think it definitely gave me a better foundation doing it this way rather than, you know, just starting from nothing. So it really it does help to start young and just, you know, get it into your bones, and it was a great way to grow up.
And Italia Conti is quite a popular and most famous school in London, and there's a few other famous faces that have been to it. Are you friends with anyone from the school that you met there?
It's been running for over 100 years, Italia Conti, so there's some real old legends that went there, and then there's some more recent ones. But from my year, one of my best friends from my year is in EastEnders. Actually, she's just left, and now she's in a play in the National Theatre. There's a few people who I cross paths with just from being in this industry, and then we find out that we went to the same school. It's quite nice.
And so why did you decide to open up a branch off the school?
Just because it's where I started out, and I was looking to open my own school because I'm sort of obsessed with young talent and seeing the sparkle in their eyes, and it just reminds me of when I was young. And I think it's really inspiring to see that talent at such a young age and just help it progress. And it's the stars of tomorrow that you meet at schools like this. And I think from also linking it to Italia Conti, which was the background I had, it just really worked for me. So I thought it would be a great way to start.
And you're starting it all up with your family. Your sister and your mum are involved. How does that feel to have your family supporting you?
It's lovely. It feels like a really family business. Well, it is. It was an idea of mine and my sister's and my mum's, and we all do it together. And everyone works really hard. And today on the opening day, I've got my cousin down and my auntie and our really good friends and my boyfriend and my dad, and everyone's sort of involved. And it just makes it feel really like organic and just fun and really lovely that it's, you know, involving everyone in the family. It's really good. Hopefully it's something we can have for years.
So it's been a positive experience, no arguments yet.
No arguments yet. But I think arguments are healthy in a family, you know, especially if you're doing a new venture together. But we haven't had any arguments yet. It's all been just exciting because it's, you know, it's early days, and to have the open day and have so many people turn up, it's just an amazing start. And it's just got me really excited for January. I've already met lots of the young children, the young girls and boys, and they're all so excited, and their faces are all lit up, and they're joining in all the workshops. And there's lots of budding singers that want to play me their songs, and it's just exciting.
How can people get enrolled if they're interested in coming on?
Well, the open day today was basically for everyone's welcome from, you know, anywhere, ages 3 to 18 plus. So anyone who's come down today and has enjoyed the workshops and loved the vibe has signed up. And the places are, they're going really quickly already for January. But for anyone who still wants to join up and hasn't come today, feel free to. And we'd love to have you, you know, when the school properly starts in January.
And how many places are there?
Good question. maybe that's a question I should ask my sister, because she's more up on the business side of things. Basically, we will cater for as many people that want to join in as long as it's not like millions and millions. So yeah, anyone who's really up for this sort of thing and wants to do acting, singing, ballet, tap, jazz, modern, hip-hop, please feel free to join in the fun. It is really fun. And I'm also going to be looking out for just young superstars who want to go into the main school or just sort of have a career in music. And to make our school different from the other Saturday schools, we're actually doing a songwriting and recording class, which I'm really excited about because it's going to be teaching young people the skills of songwriting and also how to use like Logic, which is recording techniques and stuff. So it's really exciting. And also just the facilities here, there's proper recording studios, proper music rooms. So it's great for me. I can even record my songs here. So I think it's going to be really good.
And will you be involved in any of the teaching, or is that more because you're obviously a very busy person? Yeah. Will you have the time?
Well, that's the thing. It's hard to commit to say I'm going to be here to teach every Saturday. I don't let people down. But any Saturday I'm free, I'll 100% be here because obviously it's a family business. And whenever I'm free, I see my family anyway. So I'll be down with my family and I'm just going to be coming into random classes and overseeing it, seeing who's doing a good job or who's got some problems or questions and just joining in the fun and making friends of everyone and just making sure everyone's having a good time.
And I can't have an interview without asking you about Strictly Come Dancing. How's it going for you so far?
It's going very well. It's really fun. I'm really enjoying learning all these new skills with Trent. He's a great teacher. Yeah, it just feels so different. It's so busy. It's like the week goes and you do the dance live on Saturday night and then straight away on Monday you're learning a completely different dance. And then you're back in the studios on Friday to do the live dance on the Saturday night. It just goes so quickly. So it feels quite manic fitting everything in because I'm doing my music at the same time. But it is loads of fun. Everyone's so lovely.
And do you pick up the dances quite quickly? Obviously, you're dancing in your music videos and you've got background in it. So do you pick up the dances?
With the routines, like I'm used to picking up steps, obviously, because I went to Italia Conti, like I've been saying. But I did leave school when I was 17, so I haven't done it since then. But it has helped me with picking up steps. It's just we never did ballroom and Latin at school. We just did ballet, tap, jazz, modern. So it's a completely different discipline, even like the posture and the way you use your muscles and everything is completely different to what I've learned. So I'm having to retrain my brain to learn this new way of dancing. But it just makes me realise how much I actually do love dancing and it is really fun.
You look like you're having fun when you're on there. And the judges seem to have loved you so far and you've done really well. You've been high up on the leaderboards. Do you think it's more pressure that you've got to stay up that high?
I just want to do something different every week and the dances are so different. Like this weekend I did the quick step, next weekend I'm doing the rumba and they're like complete opposites. So I just want to keep reinventing our sort of act and just taking risks and just sort of improving each week and just getting better each week, which is going to be hard because it's only a few days in between really. But yeah, I think just the most I can get out of it, the better.
And how does it feel to wear all them sparkly dresses?
It's so fun, actually, because they really customise it to your body and, like, you have fittings and they come up with all these different ideas. And it's not necessarily something I would wear out on a Saturday night myself. But when you're on Strictly, I feel like you have to embrace that side of it. And it is fun when you get into it. And the boys, actually, when they first had their costume fittings, was like, oh, I'm not sure about the sequin. Now they're loving it. They're asking for more and everyone's just getting involved.
I'd love to wear a dress like that. They're really nice. And then do you think you'd ever dance to one of your own songs?
I know, actually. That would be fun because I've only ever done that to music videos in the past, but I've never done it to, you know, a Latin or a ballroom routine with a partner. So I think that would be fun. I'm not sure. There's no plans of it yet, but it could be pretty cool.
And talking about your songs, you have a new song out?
Yeah, my new single is called Breakup Song and it is a ballad. So it's one of the ballads from the album. The ballads are always my favourites because it's where you can really sing and it's quite emotional and you can just get into the character of the song. And I really love the lyrics of the song, so I hope when people hear it they can either relate to it or just really listen to the lyrics.
And where did you get the inspiration from for this song?
This was one of the first songs that we had for this album and I just loved the sound of it because it's really got that soulful vibe to it. And I wrote it with a guy in New York called Rami, who I worked with a lot. And I just really wanted to focus on getting a lyric that people could relate to if they're going through a breakup or that sort of situation. Yeah, it's quite an emotional one. When we were filming the video, I really got into it and I actually filmed the video of my boyfriend because I wanted it to look as real as possible. And when I got into the zone, I actually felt like we were breaking up. And I cried my eyes out. So it was good material for the video, but it was sad.
I suppose it's happy at the end knowing that you're together.
Yeah, exactly.
And happy. So we're going to play it on Phoenix FM. So do you just want to introduce your single?
I would love to. So this is my new single. It's called Breakup Song, and I hope you love it.